my project was just enhancing the production of a natural dye using different means.
14-year-old Gary Jean chose to pursue this project because one of his friends is allergic to a common synthetic blue dye.
Synthetic dyes are pretty harmful to human health. However, natural dyes are extremely expensive and they require a lot of land. So making dyes through these bacteria is a very effective way to produce them.
John says one reason why it is uncommon for dyes to be made from bacteria is because there isn't a lot of research on the subject. Plants and chemical reactions are usually used to create synthetic dyes. For John's project, he enhanced the production of an already existing dye.
Basically, I introduced a different promoter, so it's called the cold shock promoter, that only functions at lower temperatures, and that helped increase our yield of this blue dye.
Jean says the discovery means the blue dye will be cheaper to produce, making it more accessible. In the future, Jean says he might want to run a business that conducts scientific studies. Although he may research dye again, right now he is studying nanoparticles.
Since nanoparticles are so small, you can use them to enhance plant growth and help plants.
Jean's project will be a part of the Broadcom Masters Science and Engineering Project Showcase held from October 19th to 24th in Washington, D.C. His project is one of 30 selected from around the country. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.